episode of American Chopper. Tempers run hot.
You were dealing with the guy, not me.
I didn't talk to him, you did.
And sirens scream. As Paul Sr. sounds the alarm.
How much time was wasted because you didn't do something?
And his son forges a heartfelt tribute from raw steel.
This is going to be unbelievable, this bike.
The OCC crew kicks it into high gear and races to the scene with their latest artistic triumph.
When it's all said and done, you're not going to believe it.
The bike.
I get chills just looking at it.
The battle.
It's an honest mistake. I can't do anything about it now.
The brave. On this episode of American Chopper.
Come over here and turn around so I can hit you in the back of the head.
You know, Paulie's been working on this fireman bike for nearly a month now. And you know what? I think he's come down with a bad case of the fabricator's block. He's got so many ideas, it seems like he just can't seem to focus and get it done. But let me tell you something. If he doesn't get it together pretty soon, I'll be the one that's lighting the fire underneath his ass. Hey, can you come over here for just a minute so we can kind of go over what's going on here?
Yeah, give me a minute. All right, I'm listening.
What exactly are we doing to finish this bike?
We're going to have to figure that out.
And I don't want to compromise nothing, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of these ideas just came. I mean, the gauges came. A lot of this stuff is new ideas.
A lot of them did, but a lot of them have been here.
Nothing new, though.
No, you could have done the handlebars. There's a lot we could have done.
No, I can't do the handlebars until I get the seat done. You know what? Here's the thing. With a project like this, this isn't like a Lego set, you know?
I'm not
where
saying
you know
it's
how
not.
Much time it's going to take.
I'm just saying there was a lot of time wasted.
Okay.
That could have been, stuff could have been gotten done. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, here we are. And do you want to compromise the work here?
No, I don't want to compromise.
Neither.
That's not what this is about.
Here's the thing. As far as doing this, commitment. A lot of it, that's fine. It's always about commitment. It's always about putting a million hours in, and I'm fine with that. But you know what? As far as this rear fender goes and certain other things, there was a lot of staring at this bike that just needed to be done to figure out what had to be done. Even when there was a time where we were here working, there was still a lot of figuring, you know what I mean?
You know what? I'm going to give you that. I agree with you on that. But let me ask you a question.
Well, I'm not really asking you to give me it. I'm telling you what it
but
took.
But how
to
much
do the
time was actually wasted because you didn't do something? Because you just didn't do it.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. All the time that could have been put into this bike was staring at the fender?
No.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is there's a lot of downtime trying to figure out what's happening.
I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is that there was a lot of time that could have been put into this bike that didn't get done.
I mean, I want to get the bike done, too. It's just that sometimes this stuff takes, like, forever, you know? It doesn't matter. Whatever. Here we are. Right. We're working on the bike.
And here's the way I'm going to leave it. If it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. What can I tell you? I have no control over that.
I do have to admit that the fabrication on this bike is taking longer than I ever thought it would. But the truth is, I'm really struggling creatively with some of the details that I want to put on the bike. Because it's really important to me that it looks authentic. One of Mikey's oldest friends is a guy named Al Ronaldson, and he's a junior fireman at a firehouse in the Bronx.
I hope you're not, like, in the way, you know?
I don't think so. But Al said that people stop by all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we called him up to see if we can go down and hang out for a little while.
I'd like to go on a ride.
In a truck?
Yeah.
Oh, me too, man. Forget about it. I'd love to do that.
It'd be great if we could slide down the pole, too.
Yeah. You know, try to get the creative juices flowing and really see what kind of things we can incorporate into our bike.
Oh, Mikey.
What's up, Allie?
What's up, Mike? What's up, Paul?
Hey, man, brother.
All right, man, come on. I got to get right to work.
There you go.
All right,
let's go. Al and me have been friends since the fifth grade, and his father was killed in the line of duty when we were really young.
The fact that Al became a fireman just blows me away, because I would have thought that'd be the furthest thing from what he'd become.
Mike is one of the few friends I had that really knew my father. So when he told me that Paul was thinking of building this fire department bike, I was psyched. I said I'd help out in any way.
Yeah! Nice fire ride.
Al's a rookie fireman, so his main duty is to make sure that everything is stored in the proper place and that everything is working perfectly.
He's sucking hard.
And that was great for us because he was really able to show us all the ins and outs of the things that they use.
Everything lights up white. The white is the hotter spots.
That's pretty cool, Mike. Being in the firehouse and seeing these guys and how they interact, you know, it's really like they're all brothers. Good?
That's pretty good.
And I can really appreciate that coming from a big family.
Cooking with Mikey. What you want to do is add as much fat and garlic as possible. I think all the guys around the firehouse here are great. They like to give each other a hard time like family.
Thank you, Al. Thank you for showing up, Al.
They're still hazing Al, and they nudge him constantly, but you can see it's all in love, because I've been nudged for years.
Hey, Mike, you take this trash out?
Even when I'm off work, I gotta take out the damn trash. Let's move. We barely got done eating dinner, and the guys got a call. The fun and games ended right away, and it got pretty serious real quick. It wound up being a false alarm, which I was pretty relieved about, because you start to realize once these guys take off that they don't know what they're getting into. And the fact of the matter is that they might not be coming back.
Ever since I was younger, I've always admired firemen. And getting a chance to spend some time with these guys really helped me to see a little more into the meaning of the project other than just building a bike. So I think coming down here has really helped me get past this little creative block that I've been having with this bike.
Trip to the firehouse, I think that did Paulie a lot of good, because I think it gave him a lot of ideas. So today we decided to take a ride, because the weather was so nice, over to the firefighter supply store over there and pick out a few things for the bike.
Show me the goods. This place had all sorts of cool stuff.
Same configuration, but in this size.
Yeah. They had real gauges, oxygen bottles, fire axes.
Be a six shifter, huh?
It was just the kind of stuff I was looking for to achieve that authentic look that this bike has to have. Can you get me a small siren?
Oh, yeah, you gotta have a siren. Can't have a fire bike with a siren.
I know.
If you ask me, Paulie ordered so much stuff on his bike that I don't really even know if there's going to be room enough for everything to fit.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
But to be honest with you, if that's what it's going to take for him to finally finish this bike, then it's worth every single penny that I spend.
Hey, Vin.
What?
Let's get going on that front fender.
Yes, boss.
Now that I've finally ordered some authentic fire truck parts for the bike, I'm really starting to feel good about where I'm going with it. Today, me and Vinny are really going to focus on getting some of these diamond plate pieces complete.
That's a good look, right?
Yeah.
And just wait till that, you got a skinny tire on there right now. You wait till we get that big one on there, it fills that thing up.
Paulie, your parts are here.
What's up, fellas?
What is that, speaker?
It's a siren. It's
big, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but you want to see where you can mount this? Look, you could really mount it right here. I mean, you can mount it like
that. You know
what?
It might look cool. Is it loud?
That's a 100-watt siren amplifier. It's going to be crazy loud. It's going to sound just like a fire truck.
It's going to be like, you know how loud that would be, man? You'll probably get arrested for blowing that thing.
Yeah, you want to get arrested. Draws attention.
Paint it yellow.
This goes like this, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is cool. That's going to look nice, huh? I think that the authentic parts that Paulie picked out for the bike, it's really going to give that bike the extra something that's going to make it special.
That's sick.
Shut up!
With this bike, we're gonna go with a different style seat than we normally use. I wanna get kind of a beefier look to match the oversized look of the bike. You know, the big tank and the big rear fender. And I also wanted to have an old school style. So what we're doing is using a seat off a classic Indian motorcycle. Once I got the seat set the way I liked it, I can finally start working on the handlebars.
You're pretty good right here.
Because I can get the exact length and reach that I needed.
I gotta tell you, it's really great to see Paulie finally making some progress on this bike. I know he was kind of stumped for a while, but that comes with the territory. But sometimes you just gotta get to the getting, you know what I mean?
The whole idea with the handlebars is to give him an oversized, wide arc look, to kind of resemble the steering wheel in a fire truck.
Oh, they're cool. I mean, you know what it does? They come back and they're probably real comfortable and real functional, real functional.
Put that up there.
Yesterday, me and Paulie, we finished up most of the major pieces we had to fabricate for the bike.
Okay, that's tacked.
So today, we're focusing on some of the detail pieces. In particular, the diamond plate side panel that has switches and gauges, just like a real fire truck.
What do you think? You like them, Vin?
Yeah, they're all right.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I like the way they're staggered.
I wanted everything on this bike to tie into the theme, so I thought it would be cool to build an oil tank that looks like an oxygen tank.
Real nice, man, real nice.
You know, the kind the firefighters carry on their back when they go into burning buildings.
Yeehaw!
It took a while to fabricate, but I think it's a really nice feature, and it's gonna really stand out when the bike's finished. I gotta tell you, the challenge when you're creating a theme bike is to really know when enough is enough.
Hey, let's see what this toolbox looks like on here. Paulie and I thought it'd be a great idea to put a miniature fireman's toolbox on the bike. You know, kind of give it that extra authentic look. But you know, he had a lot on his plate as far as fabrication, so I thought I'd take care of it for him. You know, I spent a couple hours putting it together, and I thought it looked pretty good. But you know, when Paulie saw it, he seemed to change his mind.
I feel like the only place you could put it is in here somewhere. You know,
it covers the entire tire.
So what? So does everything else here. So now, does everything else.
Take it away for a second. Yeah. See how nice you can see that wheel, especially when it's
not
on
really.
The ground. Listen, here's
not
the thing.
Really.
You're viewing.
It's quartered up anyhow.
I feel kind of bad for my old man because he took the time to make this box, and Paulie, he pretty much looked at it like it was nothing. And you know, I just feel bad for him because I thought it looked pretty good. But what do I know? I just order parts and take out the trash.
I don't know. I just think it looks too cluttered.
I don't care what you say. I think it looks good on here.
You want me to hold it in place so you two can argue?
You know why you're here?
You,
you know why you're here? And the only reason why you're here?
Is it make you laugh.
Yeah, make me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm very smart.
That too.
Smarter than you, say it.
Yeah, smarter than me.
Okay. Let's get this bike together. That's a wrap.
Your martini's coming up.
I put all the nuts and bolts in that little toolbox thing.
Yeah, we'll use it for something.
Yeah, storage. Storage of nuts and bolts. That's about it. You know, I know my father spent a lot of time on making the toolbox, but you don't know how the thing's going to turn out until you see it. And for me, the toolbox just wasn't working. So bottom line, it's not going on the bike.
When Paulie visited Al Ronison's firehouse, they made a commitment to unveil that bike a week from this Saturday. And I think the last people he wants to let down are those firemen. So in order for him to make that deadline, him and Vinny have to finish up with that fabrication tonight.
All right, Paul, let's get the front fender off first.
Let's get to work.
Today we're breaking down the bike.
Let's take this stuff out of here, man.
It's kind of funny. It took us, what, a couple weeks to fabricate this and mock it up? But we're going to tear this thing apart in less than a day.
Once we get the bike broken down, it's really important that we go over every piece, smooth out the welds, grind all the rough spots down. You know, basically just smooth everything out so it's totally ready for the painter.
This is the second bike we painted so far for Orange County Choppers. This one's a lot more complicated. There's a lot more specialty parts that need to be painted on this bike. Right now we're about, I would say, pretty much halfway through. The most exciting is definitely going to be getting all of the gold leafing down. That's really going to bring it together.
What's up, fellas? Chuck Went and the guys from Rowe Machining drove all the way from Connecticut today to deliver the wheels personally.
Wow. Wow, those are really nice. That's sweet.
What I like about this one, Paul, is you're leaving that whole right side wide open, you know?
I know.
It's gonna look good.
You can get a good look at it with the one side.
Chuck told me how much it means to him to be a part of this project.
Perfect.
And I gotta tell you, I think this project's affected everybody a lot more than we thought it would.
It's gonna look good with that bike, that's for sure.
Oh, this is gonna fit this bike so nice. It looks great.
Now that we've finished that base coat and all the parts, now the hard work begins. And that's the gold leaf designs that are going to be transferred onto the bike. Basically, gold leaf is a thin layer of 24 karat gold that's been fused onto a vinyl sheet. You cut out your pattern out of the gold leaf, and then you transfer it right onto the base coat. Not too many people are doing gold leaf now. It's kind of a lost art, and this is the first time I tried it.
A lot of the old school painters are really familiar with gold leaf because at one time it was very much in style. And I gotta be honest with you, I was a little concerned about Justin's ability to do the gold leaf because he's such a young guy. But after talking to him for a while, I think he's pretty much convinced me that he could pull it off. It's a good red, huh?
Yeah.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, it looks
really
incredible.
Antique looking, right? You even airbrushed it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice, yeah.
All right, I'm going to get out of here and get back on those tins. Probably right. Thursday night, maybe Friday morning at the latest.
Thursday night?
Or Friday morning at the latest.
How about Thursday night?
Thursday night, I will try. Friday morning at the latest.
All right, take it easy.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, let's rock.
You know, it's a great feeling to finally start assembling this bike. I think everybody's really excited about seeing how it's going to look when everything's put together.
Let it go. That'll hold that one in for now. Today the bike was coming along pretty easy, and everything was going really smooth.
This is the only thing that came from Custom Chrome?
Until we realized that we were missing a gasket kit that we needed to install the motor.
Remember yesterday in the car I said, make sure that you follow up on a gasket kit?
Yeah, I know.
Never got done, and it never was sent. So that means we're another day behind.
Okay, you called the guy, and I heard you say him, send me the whole kit. I need gaskets, everything.
You're 100% right, but I said to you yesterday,
make sure that came in.
Okay, so it's an expensive mistake.
A little bit going on around here.
Okay.
But you know what? It's an honest mistake. I can't do anything
about
it.
You know what? I don't want you to tell me nothing. Just that when you're working at midnight, don't complain that you're working.
I'm working at midnight no matter what.
Okay.
I don't really care about
that.
So
then it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Well, I'm going for my massage.
See you later. And of course, 10 minutes after my father left, we found the missing gasket kit. And we got back to work. That's gonna look good, you know, that whipping like that.
That the only way this bike's gonna get done is if we put in some extra hours, you know, go the extra mile. But we're not the only ones. Justin's got a lot of work left to do on these tins, so he's gonna be putting some killer hours in too.
All right,
done anything that has affected me quite like this bike. There were a couple times when we were working on it that the whole meaning of the bike really hit me hard. Especially when we started doing the 343, what that number represents. That was the number Paulie gave the bike because that's how many New York firefighters died in 911 tragedy.
This is where she starts to get tricky dicky.
Without a doubt, this is the most complicated electrical system we've ever done on a bike. I mean, we've got horns, sirens, lights, and making it all work is pretty much up to Vinny. But we gotta have this bike finished in a couple of days, so me and Cody are gonna jump in there and help him out a little bit.
You know, the last couple project bikes we built, we had problems with the air suspension. But you know, for this fireman bike, everything's going pretty smooth.
It's in?
It's in.
Just gotta run some lines.
I'm glad, because the last thing we need is a problem.
As usual, the schedule for this bike is really tight. But when I looked at the bike being put together, I realized it really needed a diamond plate running board.
I'm against the whole thing, Paul.
Are you?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I wasn't too thrilled about Paulie putting that running board on the bike.
I just think it's kind of the wrong time to do it, you know what I mean?
Do you?
Yeah, only because I don't think it can really be done right, do you?
Give a nice low look on this side, don't
you? Yeah, it would. I agreed with him, it would probably look good, but I wish he came up with the idea before I ran all the wires through the frame. Because to mount it, he was gonna have to drill holes in the frame, and one slip, I was gonna have to start all over again.
I got an idea though, Vin. I'll just set the freaking bit in there so it's only like just enough to get through instead of ripping all your wires out of there. Hello, wires.
You're jeopardizing the whole integrity of my wiring here.
What's up there, yo?
Yo.
You know, for this project, it was really important that me and Justin were on the same page for the look and overall style of the paint. Sick, right? Look at that. I gotta tell you, when I saw that tank and fender for the first time, I couldn't have been happier.
That's beautiful. Very nice.
He just did an incredible job. Everybody go home and go to bed. Grizzly's out.
You know, I was out of the shop all day yesterday just taking care of some business. And when I got back to the shop, you know, I was kind of anxious to see what kind of progress that Vinny and Paulie had made on the bike. Why don't you pull that tank out so I can see what it looks like?
Oh, you want me to put it on there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Put it on. Come on.
I don't think you can handle it, Pop.
I'm going to tell you what I can handle in a little while. Put it on there. That's crazy.
I love the way he did the 343.
The what?
I love the way he drew the 343.
Oh, man, that looks awesome.
See that?
You know what? I was thinking about, like, the fender. That rear fender.
Yeah.
The only... And how I said that other fender is nicer.
No, this is going to give
no,
it...
No, I'll tell you why. What's different. I'll tell you what's different. Right, I'll tell you what's different.
Good.
And don't make like you pulled it off here, okay? I'll tell you what's different.
I did pull it off, but anyways, we'll see when the fender gets...
And we
I'm not going to say anything until the fender's on there.
What I think that What that does to this bike is makes it look like the early style fire truck, because the early style fire trucks are rounded. The old ones, you ever see them? They're rounded in the back. All your modern fire trucks are square, which that other fender would look better. But that,
you know, it's funny. Even when my father admits that he's wrong about something, he somehow makes it seem like he was right all along. I mean, you would have thought that the way the rear fender turned out was the way he wanted to look in the first place.
That'll give it that older style look.
Yeah.
I might not be the guy building these bikes, but I'll tell you, I know when something looks good or not.
Hey, are you going too far wiring this, Vin?
What?
To change it?
And when I seen that headlight that Vinny had wired up, it was pretty obvious to me it was the wrong one. It was just too small. It needed to be bigger. Come on, Mikey, let's go get the right headlight for this damn bike.
Yeah. Paulie, how you like that?
That's awesome.
You got my headlight?
The headlight, yeah.
How's it look? Did you look at it?
Hey, it's big.
Big is good.
Big is good.
It's perfect. It's 7.5 inches across.
That's the headlight for the bike.
Let me
Bar
go.
None.
Huh?
That's the headlight for the bike.
See, Mikey, when I'm right, I'm right.
Just about everything on this bike is one of a kind, from the tank to the wheels to the swing arm. And I felt that it was really important that the carburetor be just as unique. We hooked up with a company called Da Vinci Performance, and when they heard about the theme of the bike, they said they'd come up with something we've never seen before.
What's up?
They just finished it yesterday, and they hand-carried it on a flight from Texas just this morning.
That's carburetor.
Wow.
Get out.
That's carburetor.
Get out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
These guys said they put nearly 3,000 hours in this carburetor to make this thing look exactly like a fire hydrant.
It's a one-time shot, guys. Jesus. No more of these babies. That's enough for me.
And I'll tell you what, they pulled it off.
That's sweet.
Well, you know.
That's something else.
An extra mile.
I think it's more than any of us thought it would be.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, let's get this rear fender on, Vin.
We can help you throw the fender on, then we can boogie.
The other day, a New York City fireman stopped by the shop, and he gave us a few things that were recovered from the World Trade Center. He asked if we maybe could incorporate them to the bike somehow. And, you know, I think it had a big impact on Paulie.
A fireman came in here the other day. He's a fire rescue. And I'll tell you what, he lost 6 of his guys. And he only found 4 of them, you know. And when they talk about it, they, you know, we get complacent, you know. And we just kind of, not really that we forget about it, but we go on with our lives. But it's so directly affected them that they never want you to forget what they did. You know what I mean? Because they went in that building after me and you, when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, you sacrifice your
that's
life.
Way perfect.
For 343 people.
For somebody you don't know.
It just kind of makes you really think how great they are and what they do. You know, this bike has taken on more significance to me than any other projects I've ever done.
You think so?
I mean, me and Vinny have worked long hours on projects before, but for this one, even if we gotta work 24 hours straight, we're getting it done. This is a piece from the World Trade Center. A fireman from the city gave this to me, and he asked me to integrate it into the bike somehow. So what I'm gonna do is mount it on the center of the diamond plate on the top of the gas tank. Thank you. I decided that we're gonna wait till we get to the firehouse to actually put it on the bike. Because I feel that it's really important that it's the last piece to go on the bike and that it happens in front of the people that it means the very most to. Me and Vinny have worked about 60 hours in the past 3 days to get this bike done. And to be honest with you, we're pretty much dead on our feet.
It's awesome. I get chills just looking at it.
The guys from Da Vinci decided to stay in town overnight. You know, they wanted to be here in case we had any problems when we started up the bike.
All right, Vin, drop the lift. Let's fire it up. I think you could have heard a pin drop in the shop when it came time to start the bike.
You tell me when you're ready to start.
You got the gas?
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead.
Fire in the hole.
Purr of that engine, it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. All the hard work and all the hard hours we put in led to that moment, and it was great.
That was good.
It's awesome.
I gotta tell you, Paulie was grinning from ear to ear.
Sounds sick, right?
You know what? I don't think I've ever been prouder of my son.
This project had more than just mechanical aptitude and ability. It had deep, deep meaning.
That sounds good, man. Man, dude, man.
We really, really did this with a lot of heart, and we enjoyed every single second of it. So we're very, very proud to be involved with this thing and give something back, just a small token of what these people do for us. It's just, it means a lot to all of us.
Oh, it rolls nice, too.
Just added a water reef.
I know. Oh, that's awesome.
Look at that thing, huh? Looks like a different red out here, doesn't it?
Gleams in the shop.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
Just gleams.
It's awesome, isn't it? We got to get it going down the road, man.
You going to ride that, baby?
I think I'm going to let you ride it, though, man.
Really?
Yeah. You worked hard on it. Let me just get your helmet. You got to wear the helmet,
sweet,
though.
Sweet.
It was very important for me to see Vinny ride this bike first.
Right, look at that front fender up there. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because he worked so hard, and he really hung in there day and night with me.
This is the helmet I'm wearing?
That's the helmet you're wearing. And he did such a good job with the wiring. Go get him. I'll tell you, without Vinny, it would have never happened. So it's well deserved.
I think Vinny had a real big part in this bike. And he really made extended efforts to get this bike done on time.
Sounds good.
I think it was only right that he was the first guy to ride the bike.
I gotta be honest with you, just being involved in the creation of this bike was an honor. And having Paulie and Big Paul ask me to take it out for the first ride, it just blew me away. It's a moment that I don't think I'll ever forget for the rest of my life.
we can do that.
Everybody lift on a tailgate. We were supposed to be at the firehouse by noon, but we were running a little late. By the time we got there, I'll be honest with you, I was a little nervous. You know, to see how the firemen were going to actually react to the bike itself. Especially when I put on the final piece. Everybody's here? Yeah? Okay. That's a piece of steel from the World Trade Center. And as you can see, the whole bike is 343 in memory of all the firemen that died. And so I just wanted to put this on for you guys.
Final touches, the piece from the World Trade Center was a class act.
Looks good, right?
It just shows what kind of person Paul really is, that he saved that for the last part and put a little piece of 9/11 right in there. It's awesome. To see someone put that much thought and effort that isn't a fireman is incredible. I think everyone was in awe a little bit.
Really, on this project, so many people came in from the outside to help make this what it is. I mean, MGS made an incredible gas tank for us. And the wheels that Row Machining did are just incredible. Racing Innovations really came through with the swing arm and the ladders. And you know, Justin's paint job far exceeded anything I could have ever hoped for. And the carburetor that Da Vinci designed is like nothing that's ever been done. I mean, this bike is really a collaboration of some very dedicated people who I think really understood the importance of this project.
You know, I think if you was to ask Paulie, he would tell you that this bike, it isn't really an Orange County chopper, it's a New York City chopper.
Next time on American Chopper. Class is in session.
Getting aggravated.
Old school style. As Paul Sr. gives Cody a crash course.
Persuasion.
In the art of classic chopper design.
You build bikes, that's it.
It's business as usual.
So now the thing's leaking.
Between father and son.
Go over there and build bikes.
And the family spends some quality time.
That's ridiculous.
Tuttle style.
Good job, Mike.
The lessons.
How can I be so stupid?
The laughter. The lunacy. Next time on American Chopper.